Shalom to all! Today we're learning Mishnah, as always, Perek Vav, Mishnah Alpha, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is bringing learning Mishnah, Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zachar, Refa, and Reziv, Gahogon, Bikarav Mamish. Now this Perek is called Kinyan HaTaira, and it's actually not part of the original Mishnah HaZavais. These officially are not Mishnayas, they're Braisos, which were written by Tanoim, meaning they're written by the same people who wrote Mishnayas. It's just that this was not part of the original Mishnah HaZavais the Rebbe, Rebbe Yudan Nasi, compiled when he made the Masechta. It became a custom later on, already in the times of the Ga'inim, which is quite a long time ago, to learn this parak after the rest of Masechta Avos, because since, as we said, this is called Kinyan Torah, we learn all about in this parak how to acquire Torah properly, and the prerequisite for that is learning and keeping to everything learned in Masechta Avos, the first five prakim. That's why this parak is really a great continuation to the Masechta. And that's why it begins with these words, Shanu Chacham Belshana Mishnah, the Chacham taught in the Lashon of the Mishnah, Baruch Shebachar Bahem Mishnasam, blessed is the one who chose them and their Mishnah. So here again, as we said, even though these are Braisos, they're not Mishnayos officially, they're still taught in the Lashon of Mishnah. So the Mishnah Aleph tells us, Rav Meir says, Kol Oisek B'Torah Lishma, anyone who learns Torah Lishma, he's doing it for no ulterior motive. He has no reason to do it because he's trying to become greater, chashiv, or make money, or whatever it is. He's just learning it for its sake itself. Zoicha Dvarim Harbe, he's Zoicha to many things, which we will soon see in the Mishnah. And not only that, El Shekol Oilem Kulei Kedai Hulai, the entire world is Kedai for him, meaning it was fitting to have created the whole world just for this person who's learning Torah Lishma. What are the great things that are said about him and that he's Zoicha to? Nikareya, he's called a friend of Hashem, Ahuv, loved by Hashem. Oyves Hamakim, he loves Hashem because he's learning the Torah Lishma. Oyves Abrias, he loves the creations, meaning he loves people. Usually what prevents one person from loving another is his own personal issues, his challenges, and his improper midas. But when a person learns Torah Lishma, that pushes away all the negativity that he'll have to others, and he'll actually show this real love to other people. Mesamech Hamakim, Mesamech Abrias, he brings joy to Hashem and joy to other people. Umal Bashta Anov V'Yira, it clothes him in humility and fear of Hashem. Umachshartai, and it prepares him. It doesn't give him these things right away, but learn Torah Lishma definitely prepares him for the following things. Liat Tzadik, to be a Tzadik, that means he's wholesome. He does everything that he should be doing exactly as it should be done. V'chassid, and he's pious, which means he acts Ilefnim Mishir Sadin beyond what he has to do. V'yasher, he's straight and upright. This is even greater than a Tzadik. V'neman, and he's trustworthy. Umarchakta Menachet, it keeps him far away from sin. Umakarata L'deis Chos, and brings him close to merit. V'nenin Mimenu, and people gain the following things from this person who learns Torah Lishma. Eitza, advice from him. V'sushia, and wisdom. Bina, understanding, ukvura, and strength. When a person learns Torah Lishma, he has ability to help people in all these different areas. And how do we know this? Shenemar, because the pasuk says about Torah, Li, to me, says Torah, is Eitzah v'sushia, ani bina, I am bina, li gevura, to me is gevura. And also, v'naisenes loy machos u'memshala, it gives a person who learns it Lishma kingship and sovereignty, which basically means a person who learns Torah Lishma, he becomes a leader. We have a gemara that tells us, man malki, who are the malachim, who are the kings? Rabbanon, the people who learn Torah. And we know that throughout all the generations, who have the Yidden followed? Not the secular politicians, not the non-Jewish kings, but the Rabbanon, the Talmid Chachamim, the Gedalei Olam, the Tzadikim, the people who learn Torah Lishma, they're the ones who are the real leaders of Am Yisrael. Also, V'chikra Adin, learn Torah Lishma gives the person ability to have incisive judgment when something comes to him, Umagan L'Rozei Torah, and the secrets of Torah revealed to him, V'nasek K'mayan HaMizgabru Chanar She'ina Paisek, he becomes like an overflowing spring and like a river that doesn't stop, V'havet Senua V'erech Ruach, and he's modest and has a lot of patience, and he forgives any insults to him, and he makes him great and elevates him, on all creations over all people. We see that when a person learns Torah Lishma, they really have so many wonderful attributes and levels given to them. Now we continue discussing, Mishnah Beis tells us that Rabbi Shubalevi says, every single day, a heavenly sound, a heavenly voice comes out of Har Chayrev, which is Har Sinai, and it announces and it says, woe to people from the insult to Torah, meaning woe to people who don't study Torah properly. That's an insult to Torah. Shekol Misha Einu Oisek B'Torah, anyone who doesn't learn Torah properly, is referring to regular people and even Talmidei Chachamim who don't involve themselves to the amount that they really could. Nikra Nazuf, they're called Nazuf, which basically means chastised or cast away. Shemar, the pasuk says Nezim Zav Ba'af Chazir Isha Yafa V'Saras Tam, and the first part of the pasuk is being learned as Nezim Zahav, a golden ring Ba'af Chazir, in the nose of a Chazir. So you have a Chazir which sticks its nose into the garbage in dirty places and it has a gold ring in its nose. So that gold ring is treated so improperly, and that's what comparing it to a Talmud Chacham who learns Torah but not properly. So it's like he's sticking the Torah, which is gold, inside the garbage. Now, V'Omer, the pasuk says, V'haluchais mas elokim heima, the luchais, which were the tablets that we received at Mount Sinai when we got the Torah, they were the mas elokim. Hashem made them. V'amichtav michtav elokim hu, and the writing was the writing of Hashem. Charus al luchais, etched onto the luchais. Now, what do we learn from here? Altikra charus, don't read the word as charus, which literally means etched. Ela cheros, rather read it as the word cheros, which means freedom. And what do we learn from from here, you don't have a person who's free like a person who learns Torah. And this is free in many ways. This means practically a person's free. We actually learned earlier in the Masechta, the one who takes upon himself the all Torah, and he involves himself in learning Torah, and he focuses on Torah. So Hashem takes away from him the oil of the rest of the world. He has certain things that he would need to take care of, let's say in government offices or business-related things. Hashem takes care of those for him because he's learning Torah. So he's free because he's learning Torah. And it also means emotionally, a person who learns Torah properly is much more light, he's bright, he's easygoing, he's not anxious, he's relaxed, and so he's free in that sense as well. Anyone who's involved in Talmud Torah, he gets elevated from one thing to another. Shnemar, the pasuk says, this is a pasuk that's talking about different places that Am Yisrael traveled in the Midbar. But the Joshua says follows, right before the word Matana, it says, Mi Midbar Matana. And Midbar, even though it means desert, is referring to Har Sinai, which was in the Midbar. They got a Matana there, which was the Torah. And from there, they went to Nachliel, which means that when a person learns Torah, he's Nachalu Kel. He inherits Hashem, if you will. And then when he continues learning and growing, he goes to Bamais. Literally, a Bama means a high spot or a platform. That means he gets elevated to even a higher level. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah, Gimel, and Daled. Continue to discuss Torah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.